The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Jess Kelly's also at that studio. Hi, Jess.
Hey, Jono.
You have been meeting the good people at Instagram, I believe.
Yeah, really interesting. For the last few months, they have been doing some work to try and enable parents to be a bit more hands-on and gain a bit more insight into what their teenagers are doing on the platform. And just in the last hour, they've unveiled a new suite of tools for parents. I caught up with Tara Hopkins, who is the Director of Public Policy at Instagram, and she explained a little bit about why these tools are being introduced, but also how they went about finding the right tools for users.
I think what's important about the tool is that we ran consultations with parents, with young people and with experts, hearing separately from each of these groups to really understand what parents and teens alike actually want to see from a parental supervision experience on Instagram. And this tool will help to generate offline dialogue between parents and teens about these positive online experiences. It can be initiated by both the teen and the parent. So in both cases, the other person has to accept the invitation. The parent does have to have an Instagram account, and this is important. We understand that supervision won't work if it's imposed upon a teenager. We really want to help and encourage offline discussions about the parent and the teen can have a good supervisory experience.
So that was Tara Hopkins of Instagram speaking to me in an exclusive interview that you can hear in full on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. But what these tools are essentially is that you, the parent, Jonathan, will request to have parental controls on your child's Instagram account, your teenager's Instagram account, because as we know, you have to be 13 to have an Instagram account. And from there, you'll be able to see different bits and pieces. So whether that is how much screen time your child is spending on Instagram in particular, you can set limits on that. You can see who they're friends with and who they're following. And you can also see, which I think is a really good idea, if a teenager reports something on Instagram, you can see the posts that they reported and the violation that Instagram deems it to be. So whether that is, you know, harassment, whether that is inappropriate content. And as you heard Tara say there, the idea with this is it's not nanny state, it's just oversight for the parent and a bit of insight so they can then engage in the conversation with the child.
I welcome it. It's a good idea. We probably should have had this from the get-go rather than let it be the free-for-all that it ended up being. But I also want this on TikTok. I also want this on Snapchat. I also want this on the other app I haven't heard of yet. But the problem is that it is but one move in the right direction when there are many other moves that need to be made.
100%. And this is, you know, I actually asked her in that interview, you know, there's an element of the genie's out of the bottle if your child is already on these platforms. If, however, you have a child who is just kind of mulling about, you know, potentially being on Instagram, this is absolutely the way to go about it. It is difficult, though, if they're already sort of far enough down that road. I do think that, you know, there's an element of education that needs to be brought into place. So there is an education hub for Meta products that was also launched this morning. But one thing to note about this, although it is good, kids will still be able to have, or teenagers will still be able to have their DMs. So parents won't be able to get an insight into what's going on in the DMs. So that is something to be mindful of. But as we've spoken about many times over the years, Jonathan, you know, a lot of this is having that conversation with your child, trying to initiate that positive dialogue. So it's not, oh God, mom wants to see what I'm putting up on Instagram. It's a protection and it's a safety thing. So as you said, look, it's a step. It's not the final step. It's not the perfect thing in the world. But as I said, it's an interesting move.
Yeah, you were closer to being a teenager than I am, right? But even old man of the hill here will remember that if there was a way he was going to be snooped upon and found out about, he would run as quickly as possible away from that. So what's to stop teenagers stopping using Instagram if they know mum and dad can see what's going on?
Yeah, no, look, there's nothing at this moment, and that's not what this is about. This is about, like, both sides have to consent to this, right? So as you heard Tara say there, a parent has to have an Instagram account and they have to send the invite to the child and the child has to accept it. So when I say that this is an ideal scenario for someone getting started on the Instagram story, that's what I mean. It is a very difficult thing to retrospectively put into place. But from June 30th, that's what will be able to happen. happen. And then when the child turns 18, the sort of supervision element will disappear. But we hear from experts all the time, whether it is at the ISPCC or at Webwise, it is about having that conversation. And the more you kind of push your child down the hole of keeping stuff to them, to themselves, and, you know, making it this sort of taboo thing to be online, to be posting stuff online, the harder it is to have those conversations. So look, I think it's an interesting step, but as I said, it's not a silver bullet.
Let's go to some questions that have come in for you, Jess. One, I'm fingers crossed, this came from one of my kids. Father's Day is coming up. Does Jess have any suggestions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are plenty. So, you know, just the other day on Instagram, we did the guide for a wearable for every price bracket. So whether you have €59 or whether you have €500, there are plenty of wearables there. Recently on the show, myself and Pat, we talked through the George Foreman indoor-outdoor grill. That could be a good option.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, I must listen back to that. That sounds intriguing.
Yeah, you'll be able to find that on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Subscribe to Technology on the Pat Kenny Show. And then other things, you know, the Chromecast, if you're on a tight budget, the Chromecast is £40 and it is still one of the best pieces of technology of all time. So there are plenty. It just very much does depend on your budget.
Jess, do you have a preferred TV and broadband provider? My current one keeps having dropouts. I'm looking to move. Now, you probably don't have a preferred one, but you have a good idea of what kind of offers are out there at the moment and what's the most reliable.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there are so many offers out there, but, and this is where technology is a bit of a pain in the face, right? So I could have fantastic coverage where I live, but where this texter lives could be rubbish. So the best thing you can do is go to comreg.ie. So that's comoreg.ie. Head over to the broadband map thing that's there, put in your air code, and it'll give you the list of who, what providers are in your area. Then you head on over to bonkers.ie, and I know there's steps to this, but I apologise. Head over to bonkers.ie and then find the best deals for the providers in those areas. You will get good value if you bundle in the different services, but it's unfortunately, like, I could list off every provider in Ireland, but it's so dependent on what service is operating in your area. And because there's no, like, you could pay your fee to a certain provider, but if you're only getting crappy speeds on that network, it doesn't represent good value.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we're stuck with, because we're very close to civilization, but just not on the broadband network. I may have discussed with this with
once or twice, Jess.
Anyway, yeah, so I'm using Starlink at the moment. Reports to follow later on. What's the best laptop for audio and visual editing work? Is Mac the only show in town, asked Tony. Yes, says Healy. Jess?
Well, I'm surprised that I'm joking. Of course, Jonathan Healy says yes to an Apple question. Look, to be honest with you, Apple is sort of the only show in town. I'm using a Microsoft Surface laptop, which is fantastic and I love it. I obviously edit a lot of audio, but when it comes to photos and videos and so on, I would absolutely look at a Mac. We got eyes on the new MacBook Air last week. Last year's MacBook Air with the M1 chip isn't going up in price, so it's still going to be the same money, and it's an excellent device. It has pretty much the same spec. It's just the new one has an M2 chip versus an M1 chip. M1 is more than capable of editing pretty much anything you want. The other thing that I would say, if you're going to be based in an office and if a laptop isn't the perfect solution for you, look at the Mac Mini. They are incredible value, and they are as powerful as, you know, the iMacs or as the MacBook Pros and so on. But they're a good bit cheaper. You just plug the little box into a monitor and you're getting all that power.
Yeah, and you can use a telly or a monitor or whatever you're having yourself, and it is very, very effective. It's a very underutilized bit of technology. Jean is looking to play Spotify in her car. It is old, her car. Is there any way around it? Should work off Bluetooth, shouldn't it?
Should work off Bluetooth. Depends on how old the car is, right? So it should work off Bluetooth. If that doesn't work, you have a few different options. You can get a Bluetooth receiver, transformer thing. Again, technology language, I do apologise. Back in the day...
It's okay, you're only the tech correspondent.
I've only had two coffees today, I apologise. but basically, back in the day, when my parents still had a car with a tape deck in it, there was a thing where you could put a tape deck into the tape.
Yes! And it was good. I was going to tell you this. I mean, I'm brilliant that you remember this.
I know.
This is how you used to do it.
So there are absolutely ways of getting it. It just depends on what car you have. So if you want to email me, techtalk@newstalk.com, and what I will do is I will send you some links back with some solutions for you.
Just put an A-track in your car. You don't need Spotify. You'll be fine. One last quick one for you. Looking to sell my phone online. Can I do it if it's not unlocked? Yeah, well, you can, but the person who's buying it has to be willing to go on that network.
I would not go down the route of selling a phone just for a myriad of reasons, unless you go through an official retail outlet. There's a great company down in Cork. It's called Get Tech. So G-E-T-T-E-C-H. GetTech.com. If you go on and if you put in what phone it is, the model, even if it's locked, it doesn't matter. They will give you a price, they will buy it, and there won't be any hassle because they'll fully wipe it, so you won't get someone coming back to you in 2 weeks' time going, I bought this phone, but all your data's still on it, blah, blah, blah. So that is my option on that one.
Jess is interview with Meta and Instagram is up on the News Talk website now. And Tech Talk is live when?
When is it live? Saturday at 5, and it'll be up as a podcast on Friday at noon as well. Again, I desperately need a coffee.
Have another cup of coffee, Jess. I mean, it's been a while since you were struggling with questions like that. Jess Kelly, News Talk's outstandingly good tech correspondent. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.